Honeymoon Suite on your afternoon rock ride with Bilal. Do you ever make a decision and regret it later on? Probably. I think it's happened to many of us, if not all of us, at some point. But a really big decision I'm talking about. A friend of mine who was like, I don't care about the eclipse. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. I'm lying on the couch. Call me when it's over. And then was dragged out of the house with some friends because it was happening literally right outside his door. Neighbors dragged him out, said, put these on and look up at the sky and stop being a... And sure did. And he was marveled by the event. Really happy that he did get to see it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Have you ever regretted something, passing on something, and then realizing later on, man, I really should have done that? Happened to me. Like I said, probably you. One of the big ones for me was back in high school. I still haven't lived this one down. And it was James Brown was performing live, and he was one of my favorite artists of all time. Still is. But at the time, I was really into James Brown. He was performing a free show downtown, summertime. This was like the end of the school year. And it was the Molson Dry Summer Concert Series, I think it was called, when they'd shut down sections of downtown Montreal, block off a bunch of streets, and people would just file in and watch a live show from a really big performer. And this went on for like a week or so, and one of the nights was James Brown. Now, on that same night, we had this big party back at school, end-of-year party. And there's this girl I was really into, and I wanted to go to the party so I can keep working on the girl. And some friends were like, we're leaving the party now. We're going downtown, jumping in this guy's car and going to see James Brown. Are you in? I was like, ooh, man. I can still feel the tension right now of that moment, the decision. I was like, oh, boy. She's actually been talking to me today. Things are going good. We're at the party. We're having fun. But I can jump in this car and go see James Brown. But there's another dude that's trying to get, you know, talking to this girl I'm into. Now, if I leave, he's got the open door. What do I do? I caved. No, I didn't cave for James. I caved for the girl. And sure enough, I never got to see him because he passed away before the next show that he came to town to do. So, still regret that one. Even though I did get the girl in the end, but it didn't work out in the long run. Text me 11977. Give me a shout on the show and phone with your story. Got a text here from Jennifer who says, I regret regrets worrying about the things that could have, would have, or should have been instead of enjoying life as it was, knowing I couldn't have changed it anyway. So I just try not to regret anything. That's a good policy to have. But still, you come to the realization at some point, oh, maybe I, you know, would have liked to do that. Tell me your story. And your texts and calls, 514-790-977, or on this, the text line, 11977. Gerald texted and said, I waited an hour on the phone with Ticketron. Yes, Ticketron back in the day, not Ticketmaster. No online option for Queen's concert in Montreal that day. But I did finally get through. The seats that were available were behind the stage, partially blocked. Not that great. So I said, no, I'll wait for the next show. And as you know, history told us they never came back. Jeanne also has the same regret, but for not going to the last Pink Floyd concert in Montreal, saying I was very pregnant at the time, was having false contractions, didn't want to give birth at the concert. Although, how trippy would that have been? I ended up giving birth 2 weeks after the due date, so I should have gone to Pink Floyd. Still regret it. Thank you for the text, Jeanne. Let's go to the show phone. Hi, what's your story?
In, I think it was like 97 or 98, the Stones came to town.
Yeah.
I was dating a girl in Colorado, and this is before the internet.
Okay.
And I was 18 years old. I was madly in love with her. She came into town. We had like the most awesome time together. And then she left, and my buddy came to me the next day and was like, okay, I got tickets to the Stones. Let's go. And I said, like a dumbbell, I'm too heartbroken. I can't go.
Oh, no.
And he said, are you kidding? Let's go. It's the Stones. I said, no, I'm too heartbroken. I'm too heartbroken. I don't want to go to this concert and have the best time of my life. And I miss the Stones. And to this day, I kick myself.
Yeah, because she wasn't even here anymore, right? So
she wasn't there.
Yeah. But you were just too torn up about it, and that was all that was on your mind, right?
My heart was like, I felt that I was so in love with this girl, you know? And it was long distance. We were talking to each other twice a week for months.
Love.
And we finally got to see one another for 3 days, and it was just wonderful. And yeah, just so heartbroken. Too heartbroken for Mick.
I was a big romantic back then, so I feel you. I know how torn up you probably were about, you know, her leaving and not being able to see her at least for another while.
I mean, you passed up James Brown for a chick too. So like, you know, you and I are the same way, you know. All girls are more important than rock bands.
Yeah, well, we're also a little stupid at that age.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Girls make us completely lose our minds.
Good times. What's your name?
I'm Dave.
Oh, Dave, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it.
For sure. Big listener, show rocks. Love you guys.
Thank you for chiming in there. A couple of your Facebook comments. Read from Spiro, Live Aid, 1985. Regret not going to that one because, that was a monumental event. I got another one from Michelle, says, regret selling my custom Les Paul 73 and a Fender Stratocaster Black Beauty in a 75 model. Also sold my 1971 Marshall JMP. We'll never get those back and definitely not at the price that I sold them for. So, there you go. Couple of regrets from Michelle and Spiro over on the show phone. Got Mike, the tow truck driver, on the line. Mike, what's the story?
In 1992, my daughter was born. That I don't regret. And I have to sell my 1970 Challenger TA 340 six-pack, 4-speed pistol grip to buy furniture for my newborn daughter. So I sold it for $1,000.
Wow.
13 years later, watching Speed Channel, the Barrett Jackson auction for the antique cars.
Yeah.
And a car exactly like I had, except a different color, went up on the auctioning block. I yelled out to my ex-wife. I said, come and see what my car would sell for today. It sold for $257,000.
Oh, man. Oh.
I kick myself today every time I think of it.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow, man.
With all the cars that I had back then, my Chevelles SFs, I had 71, 72. I had a 78 Z28. I had a 68 Firebird Ram Air 400. All the cars that I had that I sold for real cheap back in the day, if I would have known back then what I know today, I'd be a millionaire 2 times over.
Well, you got a beautiful daughter, and at least she was comfortable in her new furniture.
Oh, yeah. She was into luxury.
That's good, man.
I did what I had to do.
That's just a testament of you being a great parent.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, Shom. What's your story?
I regretted not going to see Stevie Ray Vaughan in Moncton, New Brunswick, because 6 months later, he was gone.
Oh, that is a heartbreaker.
Yeah, my uncle had 2 tickets. He said, Brian, come with. I said, no, I'll see him next time.
And you were there. You were in Moncton at the time.
I lived in Moncton at the time,
Wow.
What can you do? Live and learn.
That's definitely one I would have regretted, too. What's your name?
Brian. And the lesson learned, when he called me up and said, do you want to see Van Halen with David Lee Roth, I said, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're not making that mistake again. Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye.